Blog Talk Radio.
Time to open up your mind. Time to unwind, be entertained, and be enlightened and learn more about what you already know. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend was with a Z. Ladies and gentlemen, you have reached the online happy hour. BlogTalkRadio.com. The call-in number tonight, 646-727-3279. It's Wednesday, August the 11th, and tonight we're going to keep it hot like fish grease. I want you to know that tonight's show is going to be a very special program, a very special broadcast, because tonight is manpower. We're hearing from the men. We're going to be in tune to what men have to say. For those of you who have listened before, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. I want to thank you for listening. For those who are listening for the very first time, for those who have listened before, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, tonight we're in Plano, Texas. It's hot outside. I think roughly it's about 178 degrees. Windows down, air conditioning blasting. And since it's that hot outside, we're going to have some cool brothers come in and talk about a real hot subject. Now, we've talked before on some very powerful social topics. Last week, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the show, we spoke with some very powerful gentlemen. Mr. Earl Lloyd, the very first black African-American basketball player in the NBA. If you didn't hear the show, ladies and gentlemen, please get that, because he was accompanied by a very young man here, a very powerful young man here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Mr. Bobby Hill, who's doing some great things with the youth and with his basketball and mentorship as well. So I definitely recommend you to click on the last link on the show as we talked about Shadows Off the Court then and now. Take a listen to that. It was a very enlightening and powerful show that talked about what the perception is and the image of the black basketball player off the court. But tonight's show, we're going to keep the ball rolling, and we're going to talk to men about what it is that they feel about women. Now, I know what you're thinking, ladies. This is going to be something, I can't believe he said that. Well, I'm going to have to get my 2 cents in. Or I'm going to have to say what's really going on. Not tonight, darling. You're going to have to wait a whole nother week to chime in, because you need to learn. You need to sit back. You need to have yourself a drink. You need to have a little powwow session, an exhale party with your lady friends, and understand what the men are thinking and what we're saying about you. You want to strengthen that relationship? Tonight's that night. You want to understand yourself a little bit more? Tonight is that night. You want to put yourself in a better situation to be in tune with the right guy and not that guy? I'm going to need your ear. So what's going to happen tonight is you're going to be educated about yourself. You're going to learn a little bit more about what the brothers are thinking. Now, men, when you call in tonight, I want you to open up with your name, where you're calling from, and state out to the listeners the problem with women is. Now, if you heard how the track opened up and the song opened up today, usually the theme of the show is actually getting us in the mood. But today's show was opened up with a little thing called Eye on You. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And our special guest host is going to be chiming in, Mr. Kel Spencer out of Brooklyn, New York. So he's going to be joining me very soon on the happy hour. But I have to warn the ladies tonight, sweetheart, don't call in. Don't you push option one on the phone tonight. You need to listen. You need to understand what's about to happen, because we about to just keep it real. We about to keep it straight to your ear. Now, I understand you may think some things, and you may want to voice your opinion. You may want to get something out. The blog room is open for you. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, was with a Z. Go ahead and log in, listen, and learn tonight, ladies. You're more than welcome to listen on the phone. If you're driving somewhere, you got to pick up children, you're on your way to or from church, wheresoever you might be. But tonight I need your listening ear. Can you do that for me? Now, if one of you, let's just say it like this. If a lady calls in because she feels as if she has something to say, that's really going to generate what we're talking about. The problem is women don't listen. You're a prime example of that. So respect the men. Your hour's coming next week because we have to be quiet. We need to learn from you about you and what it is that's going on about us that's going to make us better. But tonight, full instruction. Ladies, have yourself a drink. Pour yourself a nice bubble bath. Let the Calgon take you away. And let the men speak directly to you and about what's going on. So before I bring on Mr. Spencer from Brooklyn, New York, I just want to make it clear. Ladies, listen. Ladies, learn. Ladies, hush. Pay attention, because this is the hour that the men are going to get off. Now, men, I'm encouraging you. Speak your mind. You've been waiting. You've been texting me. You've been hitting me on Facebook. Oh, this is going to be a good one. I can't wait. Speak up. Here's your chance. If she don't understand you and she needs to know what you're thinking about, this is your opportunity. So let it be known. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Again, go ahead and program this number into your phone so you can be prepared for now and the future, because How Was Your Weekend is here to stay, ladies and gentlemen. 646-727-3279. Before I get Mr. Spencer on the line, let me just go ahead and have our male co-host, who's normally here each week, Mr. Ricky Williams, join in. And Ricky, kind of explain to the people what they can expect tonight.
Guess who's back? What's the deal, everybody? Your boy has came back, had a little vacation. But tonight, we definitely will be discussing the problems that we have with women. A lot of men got a lot of issues with a lot of women. We will talk it tonight. Now, I'm going to say right now that any man that calls in tonight with the problem with women is because they've seen the blogs and all the women are upset, do not call. We looking for real men. We're not looking for somebody who's trying to score some sex tonight. What we want is real men to talk about some real issues, because a woman will respect you more by talking real stuff. So if you sit next to your woman or your wife or your side girlfriend, your number two, let it be known, you going to talk it tonight. You get better sex that way. I promise you. Come on, mommy, man.
Now, why you bring this up? Let me get this off my chest first. Usually I'm quiet. Usually I'm a bit more reserved, because I want our guests to get their point, and you're gonna get your moment in just a second. But one of the main things that I have noticed is that the problem with women is they are more apt to not really mean what they say. It's more or less the fact that you want something. I take it to the fact of the good old song from Anita Baker, Fairy Tales. Your mama told you something that was going to happen, and it never happened to her. So she told you a little something to get your hopes up about something that probably is not going to happen. He never came to save me. He let me stand alone. Your mama was telling you what's going on, so if you're expecting something else, any different, it's not going to happen. Now, we're speaking from the heart. We're speaking truth. One of the things, another problem that the problem with women is most are not truly paying attention to their man. What I mean by that is I'm not saying you're not observing him, because you could be looking for something that's in the negative tone. I'm waiting for him to make a mistake, so I'm going to watch him. No. We as men don't like to lie. It's a very difficult thing to do. It may seem easier. Sometimes the truth can be a little bit more uncomfortable because that's not what you're expecting. So a lie or a, as they say, an untruth just kind of eases the tension, and we don't have to deal with that as much. But if we come out and say the truth and say what's real, you don't want to accept or handle it openly, honestly. Think about this. If your man tells you, look, baby, I think she's fine. I'm just letting you know I looked at her, but I don't want her. I just think she's fine. And you're watching television. The nerve of you to get upset with this man for speaking his mind. Well, who does he think he is? Who does that bitch think she is? She's somebody on your television. So, I mean, just back up off the fact that he's opening up, because what he's saying subtly is, you know what, this is attractive to me. I'm not saying it's not you, but this is what I find attractive. Subtly. We're not as open, and we may not speak as often as you may want us to, ladies, because the communication level is a little bit different. Now, it may be a guy out there that can communicate just as well as you do. That really might not be the guy you want to relate to. But, however, that level of communication has to be open. It has to be honest. And it has to be accepted. So we just want you to let you know that's part of the reason, part of the things that we see being the problem with women. Ricky, you care to share or entertain anything else? The problem with women is?
I honestly believe one of the biggest problems with women is that they are so strong, as they say, I'm independent. I'm strong. I'm educated. I don't need a man to do anything. And they lying to themselves. Now, it's cool that you're educated, independent, and all that other stuff. But let's just get real, ladies. If you're so educated, why are you not smart enough to know to stay at home when all your girls going to the club and you just don't cause drama? Why can't you, since you're that educated, hypothesize that I'm going to bring down the whole mood? The problem with some women is that you're so strong and you got so much strength, but you ain't strong enough to shut your mouth sometimes. Let's just keep it real, because I know some of the fellas is like, man, speak it. Because, damn, a lot of times I'm coming in the house and saying, baby, I had a bad day, and the first thing that you say, you so strong, I had one too. Well, motherfucker, I don't feel like hearing what you got to say. I'm trying to tell you about me. Can I have me some me time? It's not all about you sometimes. The problem with women is sometimes could you just hush, be quiet, because a man likes peace and quiet. We don't want that super-duper strong woman that's always got to talk. Could you just give us some peace? I'd rather have a peace of mind than a piece of pussy any time, I promise you. That's most men. Pussy come a dime a dozen, but a peace of mind, good God. It really don't. You wonder why your man don't come home sometimes. It's you. That's why. It's not that he want to hang out with the fellas or he got another woman. Sometimes you just nag so much. That is one of the biggest problems that most men have. Now, I'm going to talk about one more problem. Sex is a big problem. It behooves me that a lot of women want us to go down on men, on them, Brown.
Wow.
Until they start shaking and all that convulsing because we done went down and they didn't orgasm. But guess what, though? Guess what, though? They want to act as if they jaw hurt after 20 seconds. You dig what I'm talking about? Now that's a damn problem. That's one of the biggest problems. You want to act like we're supposed to treat you like the best woman, the queen in the world, and yet and still, you can't be a freak for us. Are you serious? You want us to buy a house, $200,000. You want us to get you a ring, $9,000. You want us to get you a car, $50,000. Totaled up around $300,000 to see you smile, yet you can't give me 5 minutes with some head? Are you serious? A lot of men gonna talk now. A lot of men gonna look at their woman like, baby, that's some true shit right there. I got to go through all this just to make you happy. You can't even do this for me. That's a big problem, ladies. That's a problem that a lot of men have. When we go to the barbershop, ladies, we do talk about this shit. We let people know that, guess what, my woman ain't a freak, but she wants me to do all this shit for her, really? Well, I got to go get me a side woman. And this side woman going to shut the fuck up when I ask her to shut the fuck up, going to bend over when I ask her to bend over. We just going to kick it. And then when I get home, I got to get nagged on. Where the hell have you been? The bills need to get paid. Well, bitch, get a job. Let's keep it 100 tonight. That's what we're going to do tonight, fellas. Ladies, I want y'all to hear us vent tonight. I need you to understand how we feel tonight. So if you hear some bitches come out, if it does not apply to you, then you can say, hey, you know what, he's not talking to me because I do everything perfect to keep my man happy. And you know what, your man going to look at you out the corner of his eye every time he see your face. You remember that R. Kelly song? Let's just keep it real. That's how we going to look at y'all. Like, bitch, please. That's not the case. The problem with women is y'all think y'all too much, and y'all really not. And I'm really not trying to put y'all down. They got some upstanding women in this world. Then they got some who pretend to be that woman. And really, y'all are not. And I'm sorry, we're not going to do the sensitive stuff tonight. We're going to keep it real tonight. And a lot of men think this way, ladies. I'm going to be the asshole tonight and say it for them. They can email it to us, Facebook us, and say, dude, this show going to be hot as hell. Say what you need to say because this is how we feel. You see, my home is happy. I can say what the hell I want. Y'all probably got some issues at y'all crib. So I'm just bringing it out that way. So, Brown, anything else?
Yes, indeed. This has just been sitting on my mind. The problem with women is they set the bar of their expectation levels a little too high. Because you could have something good. You could have somebody of substance and quality right there with you. Who provides for you, is the best friend for you. Who pays the attention that you're looking for, gives you everything that you need. And for whatever reason, it's not good enough coming from him. You'd rather it come from somebody else, from the one who really doesn't want you. If you go to the website of howwasyourweekend.com, you will see an article there that was presented. The top 10 signs when she's not interested, things that she will say. For instance, when a woman says to you, I got a lot going on right now, translation, fellas, what that means is, I'm really digging somebody else. I know you like me. You cute. But I'd rather be with the dude that don't really like me, hoping that he might turn around and one day like me just as much as you like me. So I'm going to sit this one out and suffer my happiness waiting on that white horse to come and ride in, knowing good and well that this Negro, this dude, this guy could care less. The problem with women is the fact that their level of appreciation for the good man gets mistaken for substance of a good man. He might be a good guy. He just ain't the one for you. Now, if he would see what you see in yourself, that's a beautiful thing, lady. That's the one that wants you. Not just a good man, but the good man for you. Think about this. It's so clear. They make this so easy to understand. And they make it so apparent that it's just a traditional thing that just has been passed down from generation to generation to generation. Because all it really should take is that one lady, that one auntie that's gone through pretty much everything you've gone through, everything you've seen, to show you and tell you, girl, that's not right. He shouldn't treat you like this. You don't have to take that. But instead, what happens is you let that young lady go through that issue by herself and tell her, under your breath, she need to work it out. How fair is that? How wrong is that? The problem with women is their own communication amongst themselves, is a problem. You got a lot of sisters who don't like other sisters. Why? Don't know. Maybe because, as they say, that bitch thinks she cute. Maybe because their level of self-confidence is lower than the other woman who just so happened to walk in and don't even know you and didn't acknowledge you in the room. How can you not even want to associate yourself with another woman who you don't even know because she thinks she cute? Of course she does. She looks good. She's jazzy. Purple pumps, pink stockings and all. Whatever makes her feel like she's that woman, let it be. Whether she's hood, whether she's bougie, whether she's somewhere in between as the real woman. It is what it is. Ladies, we just need your voice tonight. I'm going to have to open up these phone lines in just a few moments because the lights are red and they want to chime in. But I have to get this off my chest. I may have opened up a little bit more than expected, but I had to go ahead and get that out. So bear with us. Bear with me as I get this off my chest. I need a drink of water, maybe a little something a little bit stronger. And then once I do that, I'm going to have to come on back and enlighten all of us on a little bit of something, also from Mr. Kale Spencer. So bear with me just one moment as I take a brief break and work with this here. One moment. Thank you.
That was good. Okay, now that I've had a drink, we're about to go ahead and get it started because I'm fired up. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this woman. She's been fantastic. She is making the show hot, hotter than hot. Nika Watkins, are you there? She's probably taking a little bit of time because I know we said no ladies on the show tonight, but this is the lady MC of the evening, and we're going to need her presence because the ladies are also with us. Nika, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Good to hear from you, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm good. Trying to, you know, figure out how I'm going to keep my mouth closed tonight.
Well, we had to just open up a little bit. I had to get some stuff on my chest. You heard the music come on today?
Yes, my special friend, Kel Spencer. I'm excited.
I am too. And Kel, are you there? I know you've been listening. You've been waiting patiently, but I had to get something off my chest, brother.
I feel you, man. I'm here. I'm listening. I'm here. I'm ready for you to tag me in.
Good. Well, we're going to go ahead and get it started. And, brother, I just want you to just let us know what's on your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, this brother's from New York. He's been getting off. The show is out of control. It always will be. The problem with women is, bro, and I'll let you just ride with that for a minute.
The problem with women, there's a bunch of different things that stem from what I'm about to say. And it's too high of a level of expectancy. Now, obviously, this doesn't apply to every single woman on the planet, but a nice amount of the women that I encounter have too high of a level of expectancy. And attached to that brings about this call in society for men, you got to get your acts together, step it up. Men, we're calling for better men, blah, 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 blah. There's really no voice in society calling for better women, stronger women. And, you know, and that imbalance, a byproduct of that has a lot of women thinking we don't need to get our act together, only the fellas do.
Wow.
And like I said, this doesn't apply to every single woman, but a nice amount of women in society, because there's this – you could watch a Maury, and don't get me wrong, a lot of the dudes on these Jerry Springer Maury shows are just terrible dudes anyway. But as soon as a dude walks on the stage, you don't even know what happened. That joke is getting booed automatically. I don't care what he did. Even at the end, if you find out that the kid wasn't his, ain't nobody apologizing to him.
This is true.
Nah, because it's not. Men, you're supposed to be strong, take it, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's just this call for men to get their acts together, and there's a lot of men that do need to get their act together, but there's really nothing put in the fire under women for them to get their act together, and that makes them get complacent. So now you couple that with what you said earlier, the storybook fantasy that was planted in them as little girls. You know, we're going to raise you to be a princess. And I might be over-exaggerating a little bit, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. We're going to raise you to be a princess and find your prince charming one day. You know, when you're raised like that and then you get into adulthood and then there's nothing really calling you to get your act together, that's extra pressure on men, especially black men.
You let me stand alone?
Huh?
Anita Baker wrote it like that, man. I mean, listen to a lady is speaking to a lady, but, oh, that's a cute song. It's a number one hit. No, she's talking to you.
Right.
She's talking to you.
Right.
And that's just real deal, bro. Nigga, I'm sorry you got to hear it like this.
Ladies. You know what? I kind of agree. And I hope the ladies don't attack me next week when it's their chance. But I'm kind of feeling what y'all saying right now. I'm making my notes, though. I'm not saying nothing else.
Okay.
I'm done. Y'all go ahead.
What do you think, man? You want to bring something else to the forefront, or shall we go to the phone lines? I mean, what's your still?
That was aimed at me?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I got a couple. And don't get me wrong, I love women. Ugh. But we got to keep it funky tonight. We got to, you know, and there's this whole, there's like a lack of understanding of what a team is. You know, a lot of dudes, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of women that play sports and so on and so forth. Me personally, I don't think I can marry a female that either never played a team sport or never was involved in like a strenuous team activity. Be that a sorority or, you know, her job setting might require teamwork. Like, you have to have been in some type of – you can't be on a team with me that's supposed to last forever, and that's your first time ever being on a team. Mm-hmm. I done played football. I done played football my whole life. Anybody that played football, basketball, whatever, you know, in football practice, all football practice is pointing out mistakes and yelling at you for them. You don't get celebrated in football practice. You don't get applauded. You get, what is this? Pause that film. Pause that. What are you doing running that slow? That's all football practice is. So we kind of learn how to take criticism, not necessarily constructive all the time, but we know how to take in-your-face criticism and not be emotional about it. Damn, you're right. My bad, John. My bad. All right, cool, cool. You get like that with a woman in a relationship to tell her what she's doing wrong? What? You got to figure out, all right, hold on, let me, is my shirt straight? I got to fix my tie before I step to her, and I got to make sure my tone is right, and I got to make sure my, like, it shouldn't even have to be like that. Don't get me wrong. You shouldn't just walk in the crib barking on your lady about what she's doing wrong, but it should pretty much be, yo, we should be able to say what it is, and it is what it is.
And that's communication.
And that's communication. And
what I'm saying, how she's going to respond to
it. Exactly.
Right.
And it's And there's some women out there listening right now with the poked up lip, like, now my man can tell me whatever I want, you know? Yeah, I want him to keep it real. And you are an exception to the rule. But, like I said, most of the women I encounter, you gotta either take it on the chin, swallow that, don't say nothing, maybe hint towards it. You got, when she's demanding communication, she's not necessarily the best acceptor of it.
Yeah.
Like, the whole room is silent. I don't think we've all ever been silent, ever. Wow.
You got to,
Nika.
It.
I mean, Nika, we get. You agree with the, you agree with this second part too, Nika?
It's funny to me because my mom is a retired lieutenant colonel, so you can't tell her nothing. And I'm her child, so, yeah, you're going to have to come to me correct. But I'm learning, you know what I'm saying? As I get older, I'm learning that if it's going to better me, then I need to hear it. If it's going to help our relationship, then I need to hear it. So these are valid points. I'm not mad. You know, I'm going to get at Ricky, though, because Ricky got out the gate. Like, he was the one. That the things that he said was, like, piercing to the heart. It just, like, cut, like, oh, yeah, on the ring, in the house. Okay. All right. I got it. It's all good, though. So y'all want to take a caller? We have the lines are, like, lit up.
Let's do it. Let's take them. Let's bring them on.
Okay. All right, let's see. Who do we have here? Caller, I don't know where this area code is, 972.
That's Dallas, Texas. We represent.
Okay. So we have Dallas, Texas. Here we go. Caller, are you there? 972, are you there? All right, guess not. So we're going to go to another one. Let's see. We have another Dallas caller.
What's
this one is
for that Dallas area code, the last four digits?
The 4503.
4503 caller. We want you to go ahead and speak your mind. We got Kel Spencer. You know we come in real tonight. We gotta let this gentleman know how we do on the happy hour. Who is it? Carl, are you there?
You're under here.
Who's talking to us tonight? Hello?
All right, they might have a bad connection. All right, let's go to somebody else. We got another one. I think this is Dallas, too. 817, the last number, 9511. Caller, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Talk to us. Yep. Who is this?
Dean.
Dean, what's up, man? The problem with women is, talk to us about it.
The problem with women is, if you... expectations in a man, those same expectations to that man. Like your boy just got through saying, if you're raised as a little girl to, if you're going to be a princess and all this, that, and the other, and you're expecting that prince, bring the same thing to the table. It's about equality.
All right.
I mean, for example, I'm single, been single 4 or 5 years. Like your man said with that team sport, I dated a Delta. That's a team sport. She still don't get it. It is that. No matter what the case is, if you give and give and give, it's just going to be taken. Nothing's given in return. Why? It's because after I take everything that I want, there's nothing else left. Why am I going to give to you if you're so good to me?
All
of a sudden, it's no longer out of the kindness of your heart. It becomes your job. So if you are raised,
I'm hearing that.
Okay. My point. Every woman may not be like that, but that's the type of women that I've dealt with because I am a caterer. I nurture. I do whatever I got to do because home comes first. But if you upset that balance, then it's just time to move on. And that's what comes in. Why? Because you can tell me everything wrong about me, but can you point the finger at yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You can't point the finger at yourself, then what good are you? Hell, you perfect. And we know only God is perfect.
Or, can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or, if you can point out my wrong, can you point out my rights too?
Negativity.
Ladies, you need to understand we talking to you, not at you, to you. The problem
I like
is we're speaking.
Speak on it, brother man. I ain't mean to cut you off. Keep going. I like this brother right here.
All I'm saying is, yeah, I agree with you. If you can tell me everything that's wrong about me, what about what I'm doing right? Because I don't get that. Hell, I played football all my life, high school, college, and pro. They cheer when you knock somebody out. They cheer when you score a touchdown. Practice, they don't cheer shit. But they cheer when I bring in that $100,000 check every week.
Yep.
Let it leave. Now what? End of discussion.
We can hang up now.
Yo.
Well.
Taylor, welcome to the show, baby. We get down up in here. Real callers about real situations.
Okay. Me not saying anything again. Another caller. Let's see. We got a lot on the line, so
let's do it.
Let's see. This one is ending in 6517.
What's good?
Talk to us.
What's good? This is Kenan over here in Dallas, D Town, baby.
Kenan, I know you've been listening, bruh. I know you've been listening, man. Come on with it, man. The problem with women is, say hello to Kel Spencer.
Hey, Kel, what's the deal about that Northeast, man? What's crack?
What up, boy? What's good with you?
I'm good, man. The problem with women is, and I have not been married, so I'm on a dating scene, and I've dated people for, you know, in a relationship a couple of years. The problem with women is, ladies, in your dating relationship, you do not need to know everybody your man knows. Sometimes he don't tell you about certain people because he is protecting you and don't want that person to know who you are. Life is messy enough as it is. Men have friends from 5 years old to 105 years old, male and female, but not your main woman don't need to know who every female you know. Now, she does need to know who the main female in your circle is, but that average chick that you just say, hey, how do you know her? You don't need to know who she is. Why? Why do women need to know everything a man knows? It's not your work. You weren't designed to be that. You were designed to be a piece of a rib to make a rib cage strong, not the head of the body to see what's going on in the world. Your man is supposed to protect you. Let him protect you. And you know, and so just know your role. Just understand your man and know your role. If you don't If you don't like certain things about that dude, leave. Because that lady, if we don't like certain things about you, we looking till we replace it. I'm just saying, you know, the problem with women is you want to know more than you need to know.
Yeah. You have a response to that?
I gotta agree with him because I've been in that situation. I don't know if I can make that as broad as some of the other things that have been said, but that definitely is the problem with some women. So like I said, I can't. Every dude has encountered one or two females like that, maybe a couple more. I don't know if I can make that one as general as we made the other statements, but he got a point. It's still a valid point.
I know Ricky's always ready to chime in. Ricky, what's your comment on this?
Man, I've been listening to everybody, man. Y'all got some great stuff. But a lot of these women want to know some real deep stuff, dude. You know what I'm saying? First off, what about insecurity straight up? This point fucking blank. A lot of women are insecure about they look, they weight. Well, fix it, goddammit. I got the biggest problem with women that's going to sit up here and say, do I look fat? Bitch, you know you look fat. Come on now. Let's just keep it real. How am I fat? Bitch, you know you sorry in bed. Come on, man. You want to have a threesome? Bitch, you know I want to have a threesome. Why are you fucking with me? The problem with women is you too insecure. Then you ask too many goddamn questions that you already know the fucking answer to. Let's keep it 100, man. A lot of you, we can spread it all nice and sweet to these women, but fuck that. I'm not that dude. I will never be that dude. I'm going to tell you straight up. And I got a woman, man. I've been with her for 3 years, about to marry her. She know how I fucking talk. And straight up, if she got a motherfucking issue and a problem, I'm going to let her motherfucking ass know. A lot of dudes don't let their motherfucking women know. And goddamn, we're going to let them know tonight. One of the biggest motherfucking issues is y'all motherfucking insecure. Then another motherfucking problem is y'all want to act like y'all motherfucking Mary Poppins when y'all in a relationship and the biggest hoes when y'all single. Now, goddamn, that's the problem that I motherfucking got with y'all bitches. And I'm going to say it straight up just like that. I am so sick and tired of women want to act as if they want to join a fucking book club when they get in a goddamn relationship, but as soon as they single with their girls, they go get their black dress, their little small black dress, and go motherfucking kick it. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all supposed to be the hoes when y'all with somebody and join the book club when you single. That's why the other races get as far than y'all do. And I'm going to just put it out there. They got a lot of white women. I'm about to marry a black woman, but there's a lot of white women that do that. I'm going to learn how to knit. I'm going to read books because I'm single. What do other races do? This motherfucker, I'm going to get my hair done, my nails done. We about to go get some men, girl. What the fuck is wrong with you backward-ass helpless? Let's just keep it 100 tonight. I got a lot of issues, but I'm about to get married to a cool-ass motherfucker. Man, I'm just telling you the issues that happened before. I got some homegirls that I talked to. These bitches always got problems. The problem with women is y'all bitches always got problems. How about that, motherfucker? How about the problem with women is y'all bitches got too many fucking problems just to jump off? You got baby daddy problems. You got money problems. Bitch, you got too many problems. Why you even hanging out? Fix your shit. That's one of the biggest motherfucking problems that it is, that y'all got too many of them. How about that shit, ladies? How about y'all sitting there like, guess what? This motherfucker right, though. I do got issues with my baby daddy. I can't pay my light bill, but you're independent, though. But you want to talk this independent, I don't need a man, I'm educated, I'm strong and shit. Guess the fuck what? You are lying. That's another problem with women. You bitches lie too much. How about that shit? Let's keep this shit 100, fam. I'm going to stop right now because I don't feel like touching on too many topics because I am the asshole for the night. How about that, Brown? Back to you, sir.
I'm 2 seconds from pressing his mute button. You lucky you finished. Oh, my gosh. My stomach hurts.
We have
Wow.
and the truth shall set you free. Kale, welcome to the show, man. You on the online happy hour with us, man. This is how we get down over here.
Yo, I like it. I'm going to add to it, too. I'm going to add to it. What's with the appreciation? How come, and this is a small issue, but it's like a microcosm of all of the different ways you could show appreciation. How come we could go out to dinner 10 times in a row? I don't mind paying 10 times in a row, but how come once you ain't never reached for your bag one time? Just reach. Even if you're trying to 52 fake me out and just reach just to make me say, nah, I got it. Just fake me out one time. Like, what's good with that?
Hey,
do the little shoulder
fight,
thing.
Huh?
And like I said,
right?
Everything, even when Ricky got on the horn, he said he about to get married. So I'm assuming even his wife or his soon-to-be wife, most of this stuff doesn't apply to her. So I got to keep reiterating. We're going to keep it funky. Some of this stuff don't apply to some women. But like I said, most of the women I encounter, a large part of the women I encounter is who I'm aiming what I'm saying at. And a lot of the dudes I know and the women they encounter would aim the same thing at these women. That's like saying, you know, like a woman could say, all men are dogs. I know dudes that don't cheat. So I wouldn't take offense. I don't cheat. So I wouldn't take offense to that. But I mean, let's just keep it funky. We know it's a large percentage of men that do.
You know, what happens with that is maybe she has gone through two or three bad relationships, and those two or three men that she knows are dogs, not everybody else. Just
right, exactly. No doubt.
Let's keep the party going. Kale, I want you to hear what our callers have to say. 646-727-3279. Nika, can we go ahead and get the switchboard ready to take the call out there in the Midwest and Kansas with the 913 area code?
The 913. Okay. Hold on. All right. They're on.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up? What's up,
my
people?
My man, I know you've been waiting.
Man, have I, though. I'm kind of like, hey, you know, hey, good to see you back, my man, Mad Ricky. You know, me and Mad Ricky on the same team. I think we, I don't know, man. I think we either players together or shit. We tried out for the same team or something because I got some issues, too.
Let's talk about it. What's the problem with women is?
The problem with women is that my issue is, they feel that God put them there for us to take care of, that we are to provide for them. Now, I don't know how many of them may have read the Bible, but God put them there as a helper for us. He didn't put them there to run their mouth. See what I'm saying? Now, they do have an opinion. That's true. They do have an opinion. But God put them here as a helper for us. So just like my man said, go to dinner and you don't even try to fake a brother out and act like you're going to pay for it. It's like it's our duty and our right that we have to pay for that. Now, another thing is women know what the men want. The men trying to go for the cooking. They trying to get. But what are the issue with the women? We don't know what the hell they want. It should be a manual.
They don't know
for
what
every.
Want.
It should be a manual for every woman out here. Okay, when they mama had them and they got older, they should pass out the manual to the man to show how they work, how to get the right code in the remote to make them work. You see what I'm saying? Another issue they got with men here that women have is that, oh, he too big or whatever. He ain't my wife. He ain't got the six pack. I got a six pack. It's in a bag. It's called beer. You see what I'm saying? Therefore, you gonna love me for how I'm treating you. You would rather love me for how I'm treating you than rather love me for what I have. It costs to get that. See what I'm saying? Another issue I got is that they are quick to want you to accept their children But when they find out that you have children that you didn't tell them about, or maybe you didn't know, now it's an issue. But you just took care of seven of their damn kids, raised them up. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is this? You know what I'm saying? I really don't understand. Maybe next week we'll find out. Another issue is this. Hey, another issue is this. How come if I say something, it's taken so personal, but you want me to speak my mind?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Not all the time, if a brother says that he needs some time out, don't mean he want to go screw some broad. He just wants some time out. Time out could be anything. You know what I'm saying? Pick your own poison. But it's an issue that with some ladies, you know, I'm blessed right now to have a woman that you know what I'm saying, that appreciates me for who I am, what I do, or whatever. So just like my man said, it don't apply to her, but some of it do. You know what I'm saying? You know, my wife's a little sensitive. I'm working with that. But at the same time, she hardcore. She give it to you straight gutter. You take it or leave it. So that's my match right there. I like that. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't feel God put women here for us. So we are women's gift, not the other way around.
Hey, Dub, you all right, man. You all right, man. I always want to appreciate this brother for chiming in because, you know, it don't come no river than this, ladies and gentlemen. Fellas, y'all got to understand, your voice can be heard tonight. It shall be heard. The chat room is out of control.
Yeah, I do see that. Women are chiming in with their comments. It's funny because most of them are in agreement with what is being said, though. So I'm curious to see how it's going to pop off last week. But we have a caller that's in Atlanta. I'm just dying to know what Atlanta has to say. What about you, Andy? You want to go to Atlanta?
Yeah, you good with
all
that?
All right.
Yeah, we good. I have one more thing to add, but I'll add it after this caller.
Okay, here we go. All right, Atlanta ending in 7086. You're on.
Oh, I'm just listening. I'm a female, so I can't talk tonight.
No, you can't
talk
tonight.
Oh, I'm so mad.
We thank you for chiming in. We know you're going to get an earful of knowledge tonight. Next week, dial the same number and speak your mind, sweetheart.
Yeah. Bye, girl. All right, we're going to go to Maryland. This is a Maryland. Last four is 9456. Caller, you there? 9456 in Maryland.
What's good, Nick? It's Kel.
Hey, Kel.
What's going on? What's up, Big Kel Spence?
What up?
Man, same stuff, different day. Morgan State, right?
No doubt.
Yeah, so what's poppin', Big? What's poppin'? I'm hearing the good conversations.
So you tell us. I know you do. Kel does relationship blogs, marriage, basically. So they're always trying to counsel people and help fix marriages. So I know you have something to say. What is the problem with women? Just go ahead and lay it out. We won't be mad, or at least I know I won't be mad.
All right, my thing right now is really I think a lot of times women aren't dating potential. You know, a nice roundabout of women, you know, they definitely want to, you know, if they're a professional woman, a doctor, a lawyer, making a lot of money, they want a dude doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So they're passing up on a lot of good dudes who are out there, you know, who may have a blue-collar job, who may drive a bus, who may take out the trash or whatever, but at the end of the day, they're a good dude. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a huge problem is that you got to pray and ask God to bring you the right person, not the right person driving a Benz or, like my man said, with a six-pack or whatever. You just need the right dude for you.
Right. So they looking for stuff.
Yeah, they looking for stuff, and it ain't the stuff that's going to make you happy. I mean, at the end of the day, if you can find a dude who's like, yo, I know my calling is teaching kids or working with kids, but your girl in your ear like, yo, you should be a principal or you should be an administrator, you should do X, Y, and Z. It's like, nah, my gift is working with kids, and that's what I love doing. You know what I'm saying? And you should be proud. You should be happy. I love my job. How many people we know out here hate their jobs? You know, you got a dude who loves his job, know what God called him to do. You trying to move him out of God's position to move him into your position.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm. We really appreciate you calling in on that one.
No doubt. That's
all. Calling from Maryland.
Definitely supporting the show. Keep doing y'all thing.
All right, that's
my dude. All right, Kel.
No doubt, baby.
Yo, that was real talk right there. Call it.
Yeah, it was.
Kel, I want to let you know, bro, they call from all over California, Kansas City, Dallas, Texas, Maryland, D.C., even New York where you are, bro. We keep it
nice.
Hot up in here. Everybody chimes
like
in.
That.
Everybody eats with us.
I like that. I like that.
All right, so let me see. I'm going to take a wild guess. I'm hoping this is not another female. Let's see. Last four digits is 2736. Are you there, 2736? Hello?
This is not the hour to be shy.
Can't
fall. If you listen to the show, the problem with women is this is your voice. We're letting you speak. Say what's on your mind, because what else? Maybe you have to go home to that woman and you ain't comfortable talking there. Maybe you have to go back and wait till it's your turn to go to the barbershop and speak your mind. Uh-uh, baby. We got you, bro. Let's go ahead.
See, that was another female. And like you said when you first opened the show, do not press one, press two.
Yeah.
So here we go. Let's try another one. This is caller and then an 8515. Caller, are you there?
If you have your hand up, you know, you press option one, we're going to see your hand up. We're going to know that you're ready to chime in. Let's go ahead.
Probably females hanging up.
There's
probably
females
hanging up
on there. It's females hanging up. Okay, let's try another one. This is
6517.
I don't know. Let's try this one. 6517. You there? 6517, are you there? All right.
Here's an example. There's a lot of females out there right now that if we said, ladies, we asked y'all not to call tonight. It's just the fellas. They get an attitude. Why?
Yeah, all right, we're going to try this one more time. All right, I'm going to, I believe this is another Dallas one. This is 8609.
It's your
boy. Are you there?
This is Rick, baby. What's the deal?
Okay, so you there.
Hey, but guess what, though? While we, instead of just getting on these calls, I just want to touch on what Kel said about how women talk about men are dogs. Let me tell you something about the way nature is, man. See, God, which is a good guy, right? He created men to love women. We are attracted to women. But male dogs are attracted to female dogs. So if a woman ever say that all men are dogs, baby, you just really calling yourself a bitch because that's what you're attracting yourself. Just want to put that out there if you want to talk about all men are dogs. That's how I cancel every chick who say that. Men are dogs. Well, you're attracting these dogs. Let's just be real. I know male dogs love female dogs. So you're really calling yourself a bitch, so you need to watch out for them women. The problem is a lot of women attract what they are. How about that? Let's put that on the fire. Women attract who they really are. He a dog. He a hoe. What is that saying about you? First off, your decision-making process.
Wow.
And secondly, let's really look at you. Let's examine who you are. Because birds of a feather flock together. Let's realize that. Pimps and preachers don't kick it. So let's just put that on for real. Let's just look at that. Oh, he's a hoe, he's a dog, he cheats. I bet you didn't cheat it. Just because he didn't cheat it, you caught him eating some pussy. He just didn't catch you sucking some dick the other day. Let's just keep it 100. Let's just keep it real. Because a lot of y'all love pointing the fingers, and I tell everyone, when you point the finger, go to the mirror first. Why don't you point the finger and say, you ain't shit. I can't believe you. And guess what? You're looking directly back at yourself. The problem with a lot of women is they don't want to look in the motherfucking mirror and look at themselves. Everybody just loves to say, you know what, let's get it off of me, and it's your fault. Come on, baby, let's just be real. You ain't perfect. There's only one perfect person in this world, and it wasn't your ass. So let's keep it 100. Can we do that today? So I'm going to keep it quiet, Kale. I'm going to let you talk, my man. Go ahead. It's on you, Doc.
Where'd y'all get this guy? I like this guy here.
You know what is so funny about Ricky is we met our freshman year of college, and he is, like, not changed. It's the same guy. He's been that way since then. We've been friends since the day we met. That's him. All day long. So can you imagine at, like, 17, 18, as freshman in college, that's what that was right there.
Good.
Thank you. You know what it is? It's called being a fucking man. It's called being real. It's called, I don't give a fuck how you feel about Rick. Rick gonna think great about himself any goddamn way. It's called, they're gonna have a whole bunch of women in here, and who's the motherfucker that's gonna be real? It's gonna be Rick. Everybody else gonna talk that sweet shit to try to get the pussy, and guess who's gonna get all the pussy? That motherfucker named Rick. That's who gonna get it. See, a lot of dudes don't realize the people with a dude is next week that they want to act all sweet. Not a motherfucking real man. And my baby sit right here looking at me, baby, you know I'm the realest motherfucker you'd have never slept with, goddammit.
Oh my God.
That ain't a crocodile. You know what I'm talking about?
You need to call it next week.
Anyway, okay, I'm gonna let you talk, my man. But like I said, when you call on this show, or when you get your friends to listen to this show, dog, this how we do. I promise you.
I love it.
Because you gotta keep it real. You know what's so cool about keeping it real, my man? It's the fact that you get more listeners when you keep it real.
Exactly.
And you see, that's what sisters need to do too. Keep it motherfucking real. Because guess what? Stop acting. One of your biggest problems is you think that we can't take it. You think that, well, I'm going to have to lie to make you feel better because we think that you're sensitive. Come on, baby. The problem is you're just a liar. Don't try to sugarcoat the fact that I didn't cross you up in some shit. The problem is, because a lot of women love to lie about a whole bunch of shit. They got a whole bunch of, I have my NDA. I've walked with President Clinton and shit. Bitch, you lie. You got your DVD. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. If you got me with my dick in the dirt, you don't know the fuck I'm going to be with. That's why I'm getting married. I know who the fuck I got. Because she was real with me, goddammit. And a lot of women are not that way. You want us to respect you, but bitch, you didn't already lay the fucked up foundation. How about that? A lot of women don't realize with the bullshit that they do, they lay some old fucked up foundation trying to build a beautiful house on it. Do you realize that shit gonna crumble, baby? We gotta keep it 100 tonight with the ladies because guess what? We're just not trying to get down on y'all, but we're really trying to help y'all and so y'all can have better relationships.
You
gotta be 100.
They're saying that you are a nut in the chat room, just to let you know.
You know what, though? As long as they realize, regardless of the curse words that I say, listen to the message. And the message is so real. I try to say it jokingly because I can talk straight, money. We got our degrees.
Yeah.
I can talk that talk, but I'd rather just talk regularly and let people know what I say. Don't listen to the curse word. Listen to the fact that I'm telling you a true message. Understand the fact that a lot of men don't say shit because we don't want to get nagged. Because the problem with a lot of women is y'all hear more with your mouth instead of your ears. Y'all want to talk so much shit. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this, ladies, listen to this. Talk with your ears and listen with your mouth. Let me say that one more time so you can understand it. Talk with your ears and listen with your mouth. Sometimes you need to shut the fuck up and understand where we coming from so you can really understand us and we can grow a better relationship. I know when my woman talking, I know when to shut the fuck up. But on the flip side, when I start talking, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way. Like I said, forget the curse words. Just understand the message. I'm going to let everybody else talk, though. I'm going to be quiet. Shit, I'm going to get me a goddamn drink.
Wow. Well, in that, hey, some of them are in there saying that it's food for thought and that you are keeping it 100. So they're glad to hear that you guys are speaking. So it's not all negative.
But you know what? The thing with it, Nika, is they have to hear the real. Because usually what happens is when we bring up a topic as real as the problem with women is you get the dude who squeezes his ass cheeks tight enough to, you know, to spit out a quarter and wants to give the politically correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the best way to resolve the issue. You need to hear exactly what's on a man's mind, ladies. You need to know exactly what's going on, what we're thinking, why. Because if you understand us, it helps us better to understand you because everybody now, there's no front. There's no facade. There's no, me no giving you that fake answer that we want or that you think we want you to hear. You don't get that. You get real people, you get their real emotions, and you get what's really on their mind. So if that's
right.
something you can't deal with, I got two fingers for you. I'm going to show you the back of my hand, and I'm going to say the word peace.
Deuces.
Because there's somebody else who can understand and appreciate the reality of who I am, and I ain't got to be fake, and I ain't got to be Cliff Huxtable-ish to get my point across. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to say what's on my mind, and I'm going to need you to deal with that and understand that because I would want the same from you. Don't come in here with the pretentious notion of giving me the answer you think I want to hear or that something that you heard and 20 minutes later the credits rolled up. That's not fair. That's not keeping it real. You're giving a facade because what happens then is you get the person who you think you're getting to know. And chances are, after a couple years later, things change. That person changes. Why? Because they were so uptight trying to fit into somebody else that they thought you wanted them to be. But once that changes, and now they want to be the real you. Now they want to be the real them. Well, it's a little too late for that, baby, because you should have got this up front. The problem with women is they don't want to accept the fact of who that man really is. Stop looking at the dude on BET with the sunglasses thinking that that's your guy. He don't even know you. Stop looking at the guy in the magazines thinking that's your guy. Stop looking at the guy on the side of the football field thinking that's your guy. He don't know you. One thing about women, I'm going to press this and I'm going to give it back to you. One thing about women, major problem with women is the fact that they claim they want one thing and they don't put themselves in position to receive that. If you say you're looking for a man that's drama-free, that don't have any problems, you know, I mean, he don't have no drama. Well, why are you looking for somebody who's always, you know, living close to the projects where there's, you know, the 5 o'clock news is always happening? You know, why are you putting yourself in certain situations? If you're looking for a doctor, go where doctors go. If you're looking for a dentist, go where a dentist is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find a lawyer hanging out at the basketball game. He may go recreational, but he got to worry about his practice. He's going to go where he can understand his craft. Put yourself in that surrounding.
Yep.
If you want a man that knows how to cook, chances are he's going to be around food at a grocery store, buying those particular items, not pulling up at the drive-thru. Think about it. It's logic. It's just
that's
something
the key word.
About, like one of the bloggers and one of the people in the chat room have said. Think about that. We can continue this conversation more, howwasyourweekend.com, once the show is over. But, Kel, I want you to go ahead and chime in, brother, and say what's on your mind about this right now.
No, I want to add to what you were saying. You know, you said if you're looking at the dude in the magazine with the shades on or the dude with the football or whatever, and if that is the dude you want, let's just say that is the dude you want. If you want the dude with the shades, don't go grab the dude with the sweatpants and the penny loafers and try to turn him into the dude with the shades.
Right.
If you want the dude with the shades, hang out at where they sell shades, like he said. And then you get a lot of females that get a certain dude,
and I don't like when he does this. I don't like when he does that. I don't like when he does this. And y'all could get in one disagreement, and here you go firing off 15 things that you don't like that he had no knowledge of. When if you would have communicated it when it happened, he probably could have checked it. Damn, I didn't know you had a problem with that, babe. All right, I'll look into that. I'll check that. I'll change. But you can't wait till, you know, you keep 10, 15 things bottled up. Y'all get into a disagreement over whether he should have made the left or the right turn, and then all of a sudden you blacking out with, yeah, and that girl called your phone. What girl? Whoa, what are you talking about? Now you're bringing up all of these other things you had bottled up. Say it right on the spot. I'm a human being who's under constructive, so give me constructive criticism. Don't hold on to things, bottle them up, and then when a fire 15 things at me, 14 of the 15 things I don't even remember happening. You want communication? Give communication, and stop trying to change people. If you find a dude that has the foundation for what it is that you want, y'all build together. But it's not up to you to be his moms trying to change him into what you want him to be. That ain't popping.
Wow.
Hey, that's real talk, bro. I'm all for it, man.
Yeah, man.
Do you have any other callers that need to chime in? Because
we do. We have a
mic. Let me let you know what's going on. If you want, if you have any shadow of an idea of, you know, who is this person on this phone? Oh my God, I can't believe they're saying this. Go to the website, howwasyourweekend.com, was with a Z. We are featured members of the community. You'll see us. You'll see me. You'll see Nika. You'll see Rick. You'll see Kel. We're right there. We put a face to the name, folks, because this is unscripted. We come real with it. We come hardcore, and we come with the truth. So create you a profile. We do this each and every Wednesday, each and every week. We come with it, baby. We come with the real. You need to know. Ladies, your turn is coming next week. The problem with men is it's going to be a hot topic because we know y'all are 38 boiling hot mad. You're hotter than Texas heat right now, and I understand that. Some of that right now because there's a lot of y'all doing the head nod like, yeah, I agree. But then there's somebody out there that's bitter that has to make their point. We ain't forgot about you, sweetheart. Your hour's coming next week. But Kel has been right here. He's been with us. You know, this is his first time on the happy hour. We gave him a taste of how we do it. I hope you come back sometime, brother. But give us an idea, my callers and bloggers, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself, man. What you got going on?
I mean, independent artist, songwriter. A lot of the records you heard on the radio over the past couple of years, the records that I've written with and for some of your favorite artists. I actually put an album out recently called Salon Stories, which is touching on a lot of the issues we're talking about tonight. I created a brand called Salon Stories, which is just a platform for healthy male-female interaction. You can check that out at salonstories.info, or you could join the Salon Stories page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/homeofsalonstories. That's pretty much just one aspect of what I do, but I just see that a lot of male, a lot of hip-hop artists nowadays don't necessarily take up the responsibility of doing what needs to be done in the relationship realm. They might do one song about buying a chick a Fendi bag, and that's pretty much it. So me just being a man and being a responsible man and just looking at the turmoil that's attached to a lot of relationships, I kind of just wanted to create a hip-hop platform for men and women to be able to do their thing in a healthy way. So the Salon Stories album, hosted by MC Light, Q-Tip is on the album, got a couple Deaf Poets on there, real quality album. You can get that on iTunes. But, you know, just stemming from what I do with Salon Stories, you know, I had to accept the invite to speak on tonight's topic. So, like I said, just, you know, kelspencer.com, anything you want to know about me is there. You can follow me on Twitter, join me on Facebook. All of that stuff is at kelspencer.com. But I just appreciate y'all having me, man. This is a good look.
Hey, that's what's up, bro. You're always welcome on the happy hour, man. And, you
Thanks
know, if you want to speak your mind and come back again, you know, the party's always open, man. You know, we're going to keep it cracking. We played your music to open up the show.
Good
is
look.
There anywhere that people can grab a copy of your music?
Yeah, well, I mean, the record you played was Eye On You, which was the second single off of the Salon Stories album. Actually, BET Centric is about to feature that new video. If you want to get a sneak peek of it before it hits there, obviously it's on YouTube, on Vimeo. Kel Spencer, Eye On You is the name of the record. But like I said, that's the second single off of the Salon Stories album. And be it Amazon, iTunes, Rhapsody, any type of internet music store, you can pick up a copy of Salon Stories. And I suggest you get it and listen to it with your mate if you have a mate, or if you're in your single life, listen to it. There's a lot of gems on there. Trust me.
Real deal. Hopefully, folks, y'all grab a copy of this man's music. I'm pretty sure it's just as real as he is, and he's been speaking to us. The problem with women is the hot topic of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and create your profile if you haven't already done so. HowWasYourWeekend.com, was with the Z. Go ahead and be friends with Kel right there. Befriend myself, Nika, and Ricky. And what we're going to do is in the next upcoming days, we're going to have some prizes and things that we're going to be giving away to our members, you know, to let them know how much we appreciate you becoming a part of the community and just letting everybody know we build real relationships here. You know, it's easy to click on somebody's page and see what's going on, but you're really not befriending that person. You know, we got some great things lined up for the future. This isn't a fly-by-night deal. We are here to stay. We're here to make this joker pop off and become the household name. So how was your weekend? It's grabbing, it's growing, and we really thank y'all for listening. But that's cool. That's going to be the lifetime deal. But tonight, let's kind of keep the focus back because it is what it is. You know, any point that you want to bring up, Kel, because I really have something on the tip of my tongue that needs to be released. But brother, because you are our special guest here on the house, in the house, so to speak, is there anything that you care to say? Any other things, any other problems women are causing right now?
I think a lot of it was said. I think a lot of it was said, but I think one of the underlying factors, too, is like the balance. Well, I should say the imbalance. None of us are perfectly balanced in this regard, but the imbalance within women between logic and emotion causes a lot of problems, a lot of problems. And, like, for example, I just got a phone call about a month ago. My homegirl hit me. She got her boyfriend is a DJ. This dude's all over the country. Long story short, she found out he was cheating on her. Cool. So she hits me up, yo, fam. And this was hardcore. Like, you can't get out of this. Like, you got caught, son. There ain't no way you're going to weasel out of this. No, he's cheating on me. This is how I found out. Blah, 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 blah. I said, all right. This might sound kind of cold, but what you going to do? You know for a fact he cheated on you. What do you want to do? I don't know. Da, da, da. I said, all right, cool. I'm going to tell you like I tell everybody. If you was watching this situation on a soap opera, what would you be yelling at the TV to your character? I'd probably be like, girl, you stupid. Leave him. Okay, so that's looking at it objectively and logically. There's no emotions in that. Look at it objectively. What would you be screaming at your character? And I think whatever you would be screaming at your character is probably the best choice, and I think that's what you should do. I don't know what that choice is. That's on you, but I think that's what you should do. 2 months later, she's pregnant by the same dude. So like, I don't know what happened in there, but it wasn't logic. And it's too much of that. It's too much of that. And it's like, I'm going to keep it funky. Like, dudes use words. Dudes use the gift of gab. Dudes, you know, come on, babe. You know, dudes do that. But that's just one aspect of how a woman's emotions overpowers the logic sometimes, and big mistakes get made.
Yup.
Yeah, man.
Bad move on her. That's like going for it on 4th and 25. I don't know. It's time to punt, man. It's time to tap out.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. But you know what, bro? That happens more often than not.
Oh, tell me about it.
I think that, you know, it's been subtle in the back of our minds. And gentlemen, those of you who have chimed in, ladies who have been listening, the problem with women is you try to lead from the hip. What do I mean by that, you say? That special area that you got, you try to lead with that thinking that that's going to keep the man. Wrong answer.
No.
Because if I can get the same thing that you got from somebody else. What's going to make you different?
But that's the problem. They don't think that. They think that they got that fire.
Well, if I put it on him, he going to stay.
Right, right. No, I'm not.
Wrong. That's never going to work, sweetheart. It's never going to work. Well, maybe if I just give him a little bit right now and a whole lot later on and give him that promise, no. If I make his toes curl, no. Sweetheart, that opened the door, but that's not going to keep me here. Because there's nothing that you're doing with that somebody else can't gravitate to. Put it to you like this. There's a friend of mine who plays the numbers game with women. I used to consider it a bad thing. But the way I look at it, the way he explained it to me, you're in a room, 10, 15 women. He's the only guy. If he speaks to one, she doesn't like him, that's cool. He speaks to two, she don't like him, that's cool. He speaks to three, four, five, six, on seven, gets down to number nine. He may have struck out nine times, but he got one, and he left the party with somebody. Mission accomplished. So it ain't got to be you. It can be somebody else. As long as it's available, sweetheart, sorry to say, but regardless of how you shave it, regardless of how you maintain it, regardless of how you freshen it up, it's not going to keep him all the time. Because that one night that you can't come through, trust and believe, with the age of the cell phone, I can text to bring somebody else over just as quick. So the pussy ain't that fire. Keep that in mind, because if you think you're leading from the hip and you're going to win that way, you were sorely mistaken. If your auntie or your mama has never sat you down and explained to you, girl, don't do it this way, learn from my mistakes. Too many women have too much pride and too much shame to talk to their daughters, their nieces, their little cousins about some of the mistakes that they've gone through, and it's a pattern that just keeps continuing to happen. Why is your daughter pregnant with no husband and the same thing happened to you and you mad at her and her man? Why didn't you stop it? Couldn't there have been something you would say to say, hey, you know what, young lady, I didn't want to go through this. I don't want to see you go through it. Instead of allowing her to go through it first and then trying to go bad on that young lady, that's not cool. But it's a pattern. It's an unhealthy pattern. All you got to do is stop and communicate, just like we've been doing all night long. We've been talking. We've been communicating. Some of it may have been offensive. So what? All of it has been true. And, ladies, you need to hear it. You needed to hear this tonight. Nika, your thoughts before we wrap everything up?
It's a caller on the line with his girl named Mike, and I really want to see what he is going to say. His girl is in the chat room chatting, and she's like, yeah, me and my boyfriend Mike is on the phone. He wants to talk, and I'm just curious to see if he would keep it real. Can we just go to Mike really quick?
Mike, what's going on, bro? Bring him on the line.
Hello?
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you, Mike. What's happening?
Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing?
We good, man.
Oh, okay. I've been listening to, you know, everything you've been saying and everything. So just briefly, real quick, tell me exactly what's your point of view on things as far as what you were just talking about. And just briefly ask me a question. Just ask me a question real quick.
Ask you the question?
Yeah, ask me a question.
I don't understand what you're saying. The problem with women is, bro. The problem with women is.
Okay, the problem with women is.
Yes,
okay, sir. Just ask me a question real quick.
How do you feel about that?
See, because I think Mike's scared to talk because he right there in front of his girl. Keep it real. What's the problem with women, Mike? We want to know.
I'm going to ask him a question. Is your girl approachable enough for you? Actually, no, not your girl, because she might be. From what you've seen in women, are they approachable enough for you to tell them the truth all the time?
To be honest,
yes.
No.
Okay.
If you know, I feel like this because, you know, me and my girl went through this. you can approach a woman, and, you know, like us dudes do, we want to make that first impression the best impression most of the time. But 90% of the time, it's the wrong impression because we're trying too hard. So
let me intervene.
Let me intervene real quick. The topic is the problem with women, not the problem with what men do. I know your girl is on the line.
Yeah.
But I really, really want to talk about the fact the problem with women, not
right.
what we do. Okay?
Right.
So the problem with women is, now, I know you're on the phone with your girl, and
right.
your girl's blogging. But what I'm saying to you is, you need to say to her or to a woman that you have encountered before, the problem with their ass is, and we're going to leave it like that, dot, 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 and let you go at it. The problem with women is this.
Go for it, Mike.
Okay. I think the problem with women is that they're dominant. They believe that sometimes they're right all the time about the opposite sex or men or their relationship, and they don't understand us sometimes. The women are dominant, I believe, by nature, because you know they mother our kids. I mean, hell, you know, any normal man ain't gonna be the mother of a child, you know, be able to give birth to a child. So I think by nature that they are the dominant one. Take for example, and I'm gonna make this real quick. If any of y'all know about, you know, animals and stuff, you know. Lions, for example, the women or the lioness, they hunt, they take care of the kids, they pretty much provide. And the male doesn't do pretty much a lot that the woman does. So I think that they're more predominant, meaning that, you know, they kind of like to be in charge. They like to be in charge. So, I mean, we can either, you know what I'm saying, accept that, or we can either say, well, you know what, you know, I ain't having that, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But I think that, you know, women, they are the most beautiful creature on this world. They are the most seducing and seductive creature on this world.
Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mike, I hate to cut you off, bro. We appreciate that. I'm only cutting you off, man, because we got to wrap the show up.
Don't tell the truth. They are Mike bomb. They are
No, we're going to keep it funky. We're going to keep it funky.
His
we
girl
keep it funky,
even
Mike.
Say he bomb. Mike?
Nah, we're going to keep it funky. Mike, you ain't holding it down, Mike. You ain't holding it down,
no.
Mike. I'm going to keep it funky.
Yep.
Nah.
Next week. But the problem with Mike is, and the problem with women is, Mike,
and that's exactly what they said in the chat room. The problem with Mike is right now.
Hey, but
sorry, Mike.
Party going. I know we're running out of time on the air. HowIsYourWeekend.com. We're going to have the chat rooms open. The blog chat room is open. We can continue the conversation over there. That's always the after party, ladies and gentlemen. But for now, I want to thank Kel Spencer for coming on the line. Nika, Ricky, as always, we're here. Brother, we appreciate your voice. We appreciate you listening. Thank you for calling the online happy hour. Next week, chime in. The problem with men is, ladies, the floor is yours. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, ladies and gentlemen. We love you. To my frat, go mod. To my peoples, good night. And we gone. End you on a little note with Fantasia, because she right now was saying the problem with men is.
Oh, God.
I'm out, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Have a nice one.